This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Alison Russell's debut album called Outside Child. On it, she details a traumatic childhood riven with sexual abuse and homelessness. But much of that troubling material is set to music that's calm and beautiful. Ken says the music Russell makes is beyond classification and deeply moving.
Kind to me, and I'll be kind to you. It's not just your poison, it's the bolt, the stray shaft and feather too. The rush of the wind, the blue sky bird, the rain that soaked the ground to give thee oleander love.
Alison Russell's lovely voice draws in a listener the way you lean in to catch someone confiding a secret. She possesses a warmth that can give you goosebumps upon first hearing a song like that one called Poison Arrow. Another alluring song on this debut album is Night Flyer. This time, the lyric sets the tone that will occupy much of the rest of the collection, the candid confessions of a woman who's gone through many hellish experiences and come through it with uncommon grace.
Yeah, I'm a midnight ride, stone bone of fire, night fly. I'm an angel of the morning too. Promise that the dawn will bring you. The melody and the space between every note the swallow sings. I'm 14 vultures circling. I'm that crawling dying thing on the smoke above.
I'm a violent lullaby, Russell sings deep down in that song. She knows much about violence. Russell's mother is Scottish Canadian. Her father was from Grenada. She grew up in Montreal and speaks French as well as English. As a child, she spent some time in foster care. Then she was returned to her mother, who had married a man who began sexually abusing Russell when she was still a little girl. As she became a teenager, Russell spent most of her time out of her house, living on the Montreal streets or with friends. One song here, Persephone, is about a girlfriend she had as a teen who provided a refuge from her miserable home life. The upbeat nature of the melody complicates the emotions of the song, acknowledging that even in the midst of terrible times, there are moments of happiness and carefree release.
Blood on my shirt, two red buttons, might have killed me that time. Oh, if I'd let him, he's slow and he's drunk, and he lost his grip on me. Now I'm running down La Rue Saint-Paul, trying to get out from the weight of it all. Can't flag a cop, cause I know he won't stop. I go see Persephone.
For many people, their introduction to Alison Russell was her presence on Songs of Our Native Daughters, a 2019 collection of string band music. Russell was one member of the quartet led by Rhiannon Giddens, but this solo debut is called Outside Child for a reason. Russell's upbringing has positioned her as an instinctive outsider, one who, at the age of 39, is now coming to terms with her past. On Fourth Day Prayer, she tells a horrible history, a stepfather who, in her phrase, used me like a wife. The song's Memphis soul beat gives the details a relentless inevitability.
I was the queen of Westmount Park. It was all mine after dark. Golden willow tree, it was my throne. Till I went home. Father used me like a wife. Mother turned the blindest eye. Stole my body, spirit, pride. He did each night.
One of the glories of this album is the bursting range of its music. Russell's base of operation these days is Nashville. You can hear that in the pedal steel that punctuates the music. And country, soul, and the blues are foundational for her. But there's also a pop and rock and roll side to her sound, as can be heard on another song about escape and freedom called The Runner. Alison Russell cut this album in a scant 4 days, pouring a lifetime of experiences into it. This is the most interesting French-Canadian singer-songwriter music since Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Beyond that, it's unlikely any writer this year is going to tell stories as harrowingly vivid as the ones Russell has decided to share here.
Ken Tucker reviewed Alison Russell's debut album called Outside Child. On tomorrow's show, we'll speak with reporter Simon Schuster about Andriy Derkach, an alleged Russian operative and 7-term member of the Ukrainian parliament who's the subject of a federal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2020 election. Simon's article in Time magazine profiles Derkach and examines his work with Rudy Giuliani. I hope you can join us.